T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve at 10 in the morning now, 7:46 here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita police officer injured after his car flips several times.
Two.
Wichita police say robbery was the motive in the killing of restaurant owner Chuck Giles.
One.
Congress and the president strike a compromise on the budget and debt. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And we've got the gasoline prices in Wichita this morning. I'm looking at the low end of those gasoline prices, and I'm seeing it about $2.45 a gallon. Lots of stations out there right around $2.47, $2.48. But $2.45 seems to be the best price I've seen out there. Right by Broadway and Kellogg, $2.45 a gallon there. Traffic update from 98.7. And 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman, online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 82 degrees. Yesterday's high was 88. Clear tonight, the overnight low 58. Then on Wednesday, sunny, tomorrow's high 84. Now a partly cloudy sky, not much wind, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and 62 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. It's the perfect place for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted. And looking at our Steve and Ted poll question today. It's on our webpage, knssradio.com. So it's very easy for you to check it out and be involved. We're going to retire our current question, which was, will you use Wichita's new rental electric scooters? And here is the final tally. As much as possible, this is a great transit option, 2%. Maybe a few times here and there for fun, 7%. Never, 91%. I'd have to say if you, according to the people who take part in the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, that scooters are not exactly a big hit.
Well, I've seen them being used.
I've seen them. Yeah, I saw one the other day.
The people that are riding the scooters are too busy to visit our poll.
That's right. These are people who...
They're out on the scooters.
They don't have computers or anything, any access. They're out there. They look like the kind who may have that kind of access. Anyway, we got a new question today.
Okay.
We're into the... You know, we've started advanced voting in the primary election that's coming up August 9th, mm-hmm. the election itself. And advanced voting is starting at City Hall. I don't know that I'm going to get a mail ballot this or not for that. Shelley and I voted by mail... I think in the last presidential, but maybe I will. I don't know how they determine that. I guess maybe I'll have to ask for one. But anyway, here's today's question. Who is getting your vote for mayor of Wichita?
Oh, you're doing a little straw poll.
Upcoming primary election. Yes, a very scientific. Now, there are 9 names on the list.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna read them all now because we'll be here till this afternoon. But I'm sure you'll find the one you're looking for there. Just go to our webpage, knssradio.com. Who is getting your vote for mayor of Wichita in the upcoming primary election, KNSSradio.com. The poll.
All right.
Have a good time with our poll. Good day for big technology stocks on Wall Street Monday, but a middling to crummy day for everyone else. Apple and Intel rose, leading the tech sector to the biggest gains of the day.
Oh, well, okay.
Just under half of all the other sectors on the market fell, however, with the biggest losses going to consumer products makers. The S&P rose 8 points. The Dow edged up 17 points. The NASDAQ finished up 57 points. And a little oil news this morning. Energy companies did well as the price of oil rose, and Halliburton soared after a banner earnings report. Crude oil futures prices ended higher on the New York Mercantile Exchange. The near-month contract for the benchmark grade rose 46 cents, closing at $56.09 a barrel. And Volvo Cars, recalling about 500,000 cars worldwide because of a faulty engine component that may, in extreme cases, cause a vehicle to catch fire. Swedish car maker said Monday the engine inlet manifold is made of plastic and could melt due to temperature changes.
Ugh.
The boo-hoo.
Not good.
All right. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Wichita's future in space technology. Let's take a look with editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, it appears Wichita has a role in NASA's next giant leap. Senator Jerry Moran hosted a conference Monday at WSU's National Center for Aviation Training. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says, "We look back at the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, but it's also time to be looking forward. NASA's Artemis program plans to return astronauts to the moon by 2024, which isn't that far away, and Wichita will have a role to play in that mission. That industrial building being built on spec will be back before the Wichita City Council. The council will consider approving up to $11 million in industrial revenue bonds for the project near 39th and Webb Road. It's a 137,000-square-foot building by Webb Industrial, LLC. The council was to have considered the project earlier, but there was a technical error in the request. And the trade war between the U.S. and China drags on. Meanwhile, Chinese investment in the U.S. appears to be drying up. Chinese investments have dropped by nearly 90% since President Trump took office. Tougher regulations and a less-than-welcoming climate for Chinese investment carry much of the blame. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, talk a little bit more about this this aerospace aviation meeting, a space mission, our meeting yesterday in Wichita. What was this all about then?
Well, a little more about Jerry Moran got everybody together to talk about, you know, as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the landing on the moon, what's next?
Yeah.
And how does Wichita or how does Kansas play a part in the next stuff that's going on? We had Lockheed Martin there, SpaceX, lots of VIPs and lots of heavy hitters in the aerospace industry. And it's interesting. Their goal, back to the moon by 2024, and they say Wichita has a role to play mainly because we need a good educated workforce, a talented workforce, to be able to do that, you know, all that work.
And that is something we have then, huh? Because I thought that was one of
we're creating it.
Yeah, that was one of our challenges.
The National Center for Aviation Training.
Yeah, enough so. We do have some advantages then if we get into the back into the space race, huh?
Right.
All right. On a much lighter note, today is National Hot Dog Day.
Oh, didn't we just have that?
I think we have one every week in the summertime, but I don't know
why. So.
It's just, you know, I pick up the service, the news service we have here for morning shows,
right.
And it says it's Hot Dog Day. You want to you want to talk about it or not? I mean, we can go to something
else. Well, sure, yeah. I love hot dogs.
The hot dog, yeah.
Bill Roy loves a good wiener.
No, he does. I'll tell you what. was it America that decided to put wieners in buns? Is that what it was? It made into the hot dog?
Boy, you got me.
Yeah, part of the legend is that was one of the things that came out of the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904.
So what's the best thing to put on a hot dog then? Okay. I'm going to go with, I got a choice. I'll put some chili on there, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Chili dog.
It's going to go a little mustard with it, too. A little relish is fine, but I also like the kraut dog. What about you, Bill? Where are you at on this?
I'm a mustard guy, but man, give me a chili dog. I'll snarf that down. That's for sure.
Chili cheese dog.
Yeah. Ted, come on.
I'm just a frankfurter and butter toasted bun.
You're kidding me. That's kind of boring.
I disagree.
Do you?
Okay.
You can completely appreciate the taste.
No kidding. I get all the nitrate taste I want coming out of that, man. Butter and nitrates.
So what are hot dogs actually? What is this made out of? The wiener is made out of just the parts that are left over.
I don't know that we want to know.
Yeah, we don't want to know.
Kind of like bologna. It's the lips and snoots and everything else.
it's tasty. It's the stuff that's not bacon and sausage.
The worst crime in the world, though, for me, is people who put ketchup on hot dogs.
Just wrong.
Kids do now and then.
Sick and wrong.
Hot dog day. Well, we're going to probably have hot dog day again next week, and we can talk about this again.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Absolutely.
Good.
7:55. Thanks, guys. Stay with Steve and Ted here in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We have the latest on a reported budget and debt compromise in Washington. Ted has sports this morning, as always, right, Ted?
Yeah, an unusual, a rare road swing to the Braves for the Royals, to a place they don't go very often. We'll talk about that coming up.
Plus, you've got entertainment news coming up, too.
Oh, yeah, we'll get you caught up on all the daily news and in entertainment. We've got some good audio. You'll love it coming up at 8:35 this morning.
We call it the blur. And, of course, traffic and weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour. Stick with us here, Steve and Ted, on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.